Welcome to Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens, a show for people who embrace the warm and cozy spirit of everyday living in the Midwest. From the blog Random Sweets, I'm your host, Stacy Mergenthal. And it's just me today. So this is going to be like a random radio show, I guess. I'm editing the last of this year's podcast episodes with a couple yet to record. And Jason and I are getting ready to host most of his family for Thanksgiving next week. I can't wait to see you all. And Betsy and Russell, next week's show is so long that I'll need to break it into a two-part mini-series, which should be good for your drive here from Bismarck. And I don't know, but you guys, is there a cozier time of year than these days that we have between Thanksgiving and Christmas? There's just some kind of a special energy this season, and I don't know, I'm totally here for it. So I've been listening to Christmas music since September, and I mean, don't freak out. It's not because I'm already celebrating the birth of Jesus, but because I really like Christmas music and I think it's beautiful and I want to listen to it more than just the month of December, so I tend to start listening to it sooner. So yeah, putting up the Christmas tree, I mean, that's a whole different, the Christmas tree and the decorating, that's a lot, that's a different story, because it seems like it, I don't know, as an empty nester, the last few years I've really just been slow to decorate. And last year I actually didn't even decorate the tree. I mean, we had it up, but I didn't even decorate the tree until the day before our kids came home to celebrate Christmas. So I don't know, I just think when your kids aren't home, it's not quite as fun, and we don't have grandkids yet. So, and then taking down the tree, well, that gets a little bit tricky, although I am getting a little bit quicker at it. But I remember one year when the kids, so both Kalani and Sage, and they were in hockey, we were always really busy, gone on the weekends. I mean, I have 100 excuses why, but I had to take down our Christmas tree like right before we hosted Easter that year. So I tried to do a lot better than that now. So anyway, well, I'm just really doing this episode solo today because I really wanted to just take one episode this year dedicated just to you. And to me, Thanksgiving is really the perfect time to say thank you. So whether you've been with me since the beginning or if you're new here, I'm glad that you're here, and I'm thankful for each time that you press play. I really still think of this as our podcast. So Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens, it was a dream of mine for a lot of years before I released the trailer, which was back in April of 2022. And then it wasn't until December last year, so December 10th was in 2022, was when I actually put out the first full episode. So now we're 40 episodes into it, and I never want to stop. I'm already wondering, like, ahead 40 years, what kind of technology I'll be using to publish something out on the airwaves, you know, from a nursing home. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But your support and sharing this podcast, it's really what keeps me going. I think I've said this before, but it's the only thing, right? I only see like the listener stats and numbers, like downloads, and then the devices people listen to the podcast from, like if they're listening on an Apple device, and then just general demographics like age and gender. And then I can see cities that people are listening from in the technology that happens behind publishing this podcast, but I don't see names, I don't see faces. So I mean, you really do make my day when you message me or you comment on a social media post about the podcast, or when you write a review in your podcast app, if you give a rating, just all those things really matter to me, really just more than people know. So I really want to make sure that I share my appreciation. And if I see you in person and we talk about the show, or if you bring up a specific episode, I love it and I'll talk forever. So cut me off when you're like, okay, that's enough of that. I mean, I do. I hope that you're enjoying hearing and learning from all the guests that have been on the show. And I also want to thank the guests because you guys are the ones who make funeral potatoes and Wilmington so fun and so interesting. And I appreciate the work and the planning that you put into your episode that makes it so special. So for people listening, if you haven't been a guest, my guests aren't just hopping on and just talking randomly. There's a little bit of structure to it. And yeah, we go way off topic and go way over time. That just happens. I mean, when I first started this podcast, I know I said, I want the episodes to be 30 to 40 minutes. Because to me, if I go for a walk, it's 30 minutes. If I'm on the treadmill, it's, you know, 30 to 40 minutes. It's been really hard to cut these down to that. And our conversations just flow so well and just naturally having these conversations. So they've been tending to be sort of long, but for anybody who's been a guest so far on season one or season two, I really appreciate that you're making this such a great podcast together. And for those of you who have given me like a guest recommendation or a topic recommendation, I appreciate that too. So Christiane Behringer, you suggested that I talk with your mom, Mary Bierke, about Bruce Honeydays. That was really fun. Sarah Haugie from 80 Honey Farms. We did 80 Honey Farms podcast. And then she suggested that I connect with Tyler Backus from Galen's Popcorn. So I did that one. And my sister Callie Reister, she gave me the idea to invite Callie Williams from TW Angus for an episode. So that was season two, episode one. Callie helped kick off, or she did kick off season two. And then I'm following up on a few more recommendations that people have given to me and from some season two guests. If you have suggestions or topics for guests, you can email me at stacy@randomsweets.com or just message me on social media. But remember, it's Stacy, S-T-A-C-I. And if you want to be a guest, you just let me know, seriously, because I can help figure out what we'll talk about. If you kind of have an idea or a recipe or a place that you want to talk about or a vintage store or anything like that, just message me and then we can kind of talk about what that outline might look like, and I'll put together a loose outline and some questions. It just helps kind of guide through the episode if we need it, just so that we don't go way off topic and we're not able to get ourselves back. But if you think you'd like to do an episode, but you think you're too nervous or you don't really think you have anything interesting to talk about, you're wrong. Many of my guests they felt the same way. If I've reached out to them and said, hey, I think we should do a podcast, they're like, oh, I don't really have anything, or I don't do anything special. But they're wrong. And you would never even know. Some of them are like, I'm so nervous. And you just, when you listen to episodes, you would never know. You could never guess which ones were the ones that were nervous or thought that they didn't have anything interesting. So trust me, we can make it great. And then there's a couple other ways that you can engage with or support Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens. So in your podcast app, each show has a description. And sometimes I make it too long and I use too many characters, so then this doesn't show up. But as long as I don't use too many characters in that show description, there's a link at the very bottom of the description that you can, it says send a voice message, I think. So you can use that link to record a voice message, and then that comes to me. It doesn't just automatically get like out on the podcast. So that voice message comes to me, and I'll start using that for more ways to engage in the future. But for now, you can use that link to share or say anything that you want to in a voice message, and then I might share it on an upcoming episode. So if you just have like a tip that you want to share with people, or something that you want to share about the podcast or an episode that you had just listened to, then that would be really fun to share on one of my next upcoming episodes. So go ahead and use that link. Then there's also a link down there to support this podcast financially, which I've never wanted to share. It's always been there, but I never wanted to share it because I'm from the Midwest and it's awkward and we don't like to ask for anything. But there's an option to support the podcast with a monthly donation that just kind of helps sustain future episodes. And there's only three levels that are available there, so there's not just like a one-time donation. So that's kind of why I didn't want to share it, but I'm sharing it. So there's an option at the bottom, monthly donation, and you can set it up for 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. So, all right, I'll get through past that awkwardness now into a different way. So supporting through sponsorships or advertisers. So up until now, I seriously give credit to Trojan Enterprise for supporting Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens podcast. Because Trojan Enterprise is the trucking and logistics company that my husband Jason owns. And if it weren't for him encouraging me and then supporting me really this endeavor financially too, but in his support, I really wouldn't have started this podcast and I certainly wouldn't be able to keep it going. So I'm still in the discovery phase of bringing on sponsors and advertisers. And I do have one person that's given me an idea and I'm following up on that. So that'll be really cool. And if you have ideas, you know, let me know. If you work somewhere that you're like, hey, this really jives with what we do as a company, whether it's the product that you would want to be advertising or a sponsor of this podcast or of an episode, or maybe you're recruiting for employees, there's lots of things to think about. So if you have some ideas, just let me know. And then the last one, but it's so important, share this podcast, share the show with the people that you like, people that are from the Midwest, or maybe they used to live in the Midwest and they maybe live somewhere else now, but they still embrace that Midwestern mentality. Or let me know if there's a group or an organization or like a TV show or a radio show or even a podcast where I could be a guest on it. And then I can share my podcast and help grow it that way. But I never realized this, but we don't realize how important this is, and I'll kind of tell you why. So when I was researching and doing a lot of reading, kind of in between my putting out my trailer and then doing my first episode and trying to learn the technology of how to do this, but before starting the podcast, I read a lot of industry expert do's and don'ts of doing a podcast. And the premise of Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens really defies or contradicts a couple of those major do's and don'ts. So they said, don't invite guests who aren't practiced in speaking or being a guest speaker because they won't show up well. They won't make a good show or a good episode. But I knew that would be wrong. So even though guests who have joined us, most of them have never done a podcast before. They don't do public speaking. They're talking about things that they love and that they know, and they're sharing. Like, they're just all wonderful. So we defied that. And then number two, they said invite only the industry experts, invite popular and influential and, you know, famous people, because those guests, you know, they bring along with them followers and fans. And so those people that are joining as guests will help grow the audience and listenership because the guests are famous and because those famous people or industry experts will share their episode with their vast, enormous fan base or followers. And I accept the truth about that in the growth, and I completely understand. But although my podcast doesn't have that, I think this community will grow slower than the famous people's will, but it doesn't change the fact that I want to learn from you, people who, like I say always in my intro, that embrace the warm and cozy spirit of the Midwest, famous or not. So that means that I need to work extra hard at finding ways to grow my audience. And that means the more that you listen and share and review it, it really helps boost the podcast visibility. And then that in turn helps increase podcast rankings, which then it gives it a better chance, you know, increased exposure and discoverability across all podcast apps. So the more that a podcast is getting listened to, shared, liked, reviews, the more that those podcast apps are to share and recommend it to others. So I really appreciate your shares, and it means just as much as any other kind of support. So thank you for doing that. And speaking of guests, here's a few of the episodes that I'm working on to come up next. So next week, you'll hear from Sarah Peterson from her blog, which is called Vintage Dish and Tell. We had so much fun meeting each other for the first time, and we have so much in common that we talked for like nearly 2 hours for our recording. So Sarah's episode will actually be what I'm going to affectionately refer to as a two-part mini-series, because I just can't think of anything that I'm going to cut out of there to make it a lot shorter. So I'll release them in the same week, but they'll be two parts so that you'll be more apt to, okay, I have time to listen to this one, and then I'm going to listen to this next one. So, and then the week after that, I have childhood best friends Val Ellens and Carissa Trigstad. They sat down with me, well, twice actually, but that's a nightmare story for another time. So, but they sat down to share about their annual friends get together that they have right before Christmas to make huge batches of snack mix for everyone to take home. And then they also include a cookie swap for anybody that wants to participate. And then I'm hoping, I haven't asked her yet, but I'm hoping my mom will join me for another episode this time. I want to have her share about kind of the history of her holiday baking, because if you ever listen to her episode, which came out in February this year of 2023, for the birthday cake and the frosting and some other things that we talked about, I brought up the holiday baking, and she used to bake, I think it was 20-some different kinds of treats, and it's a lot less now, but over the years, I just want her to share how she did all of that, which ones she did ahead, share some of her recipes, and then how she kind of kept track of what she made and, you know, if people liked things and whether she made them again. But they were usually the same things that we all loved every year. And then I'll probably share an episode closer to Christmas, maybe the week of Christmas, that are some of my favorite Christmas items to bake. And then I have been begging my nephew Garrett, who he does a little bit of cooking and baking himself, but I've been begging him to join me on the podcast. So when he comes home for Thanksgiving, I'm hoping to corner him and get something recorded. So hopefully that'll come out in December. You'll be able to tell if I had any luck or not. And then my first guests from Iowa, they have an episode that will be out at the end of December. So high school junior Lauren Schrader and then her mom Katie, and then Lauren's FFA advisor, Jenna Kingsley, they're on to share Lauren's really inspirational story of how she has grown thousands. I mean, I don't even remember at the moment how many, but thousands of pounds of vegetables. And she's donated them to local nonprofit services and organizations in her direct community, and then a little, you know, some mile radius away too. So she also has a plan for growth of that, and she's a junior in high school right now. And then we'll carry that theme of eating healthy, locally grown vegetables into January, because I have Carla Sauvel and Amanda Riley from here on South Dakota, from that school district. They'll be here to tell us about how their farm-to-school program connects the school and the students to local farmers. And they do that through education, and then they serve locally grown foods in the school cafeterias there. And then they implement some school and youth gardens, I think. I guess we'll find out, but I'm thinking they do some gardens too. Anyway, there's lots more to come, so I hope that you subscribe in your podcast app so that you'll know when there's new episodes coming out. So let's move on to just a few things that you might find helpful for Thanksgiving. So I don't know, what are you eating for Thanksgiving? We're really traditional here. We do the mashed potatoes and gravy and a meat, usually turkey when it's Thanksgiving, but we are doing turkey this year, and Jason will be brining a turkey and then smoking it, and then I think he's going to finish it off in the oven. Then we'll make mashed potatoes and gravy, which that we always discuss this. He used to work in the world of potatoes, and so he knows a lot about potatoes. I know a lot about potatoes too. What I know is that I love Yukon Golds. So the industry standard for mashed potatoes, I believe, is russet potatoes. So that's what we're going to use. That's what he likes to use for making mashed potatoes and gravy. But on a regular day and I'm making mashed potatoes, I usually use Yukon Golds. So, but for the gravy, I'm hoping that my mother-in-law, Marie, that she'll show us how she makes her gravy. And, well, then she'll be making the gravy. So I get to learn from her, plus she'll make the gravy. But this also means that we are not going to have any cheesy hash browns or funeral potatoes for this meal. So I'm not talking about those today, but there is a podcast episode if you need 9 different recipes there's a cheesy hash brown or funeral potato episode. It was season one, episode 19, which was back in April of 2023. So if you want to find that, there's lots of recipes there for party potatoes or whatever you call them. So that's the potatoes. And then we have to have stuffing. Now, I don't know if I ever have, but I don't stuff the turkey, but I call it stuffing. So dressing or stuffing, whatever you call it, in place of my sausage stuffing, which I would be serving if this Thanksgiving was with my family, but I'll be making stovetop. I'm not saying anything negative about stovetop because I love it, but I'm team Stacy sausage stuffing for the holidays. I just talked about that on a Kellyland Living TV segment last week about team Stacy sausage stuffing or team stovetop, which, like I said, I love stovetop and I have lots of recipes that use it. But if you have overnight guests, there's a really good breakfast bake that is, it's on my blog, randomsweets.com, but it's called Ham and Cheese Stuff and Puff. That uses eggs, but there's also stovetop in there. And I think I'll make that one morning, and then I'll make a double batch of my hash brown and sausage breakfast casserole on another morning. And then, just like a hotel breakfast buffet, I'll likely make muffins. My go-to right now really has been my butterscotch cinnamon chip muffins. I have a really good pumpkin muffin, but I just know I'm already going to be going overboard with pumpkin because I have Kahlua and chocolate pumpkin cheesecake on my list because I love that, and that's just something I don't make all year. Even though I bake with pumpkin all year, I don't usually make the Kahlua and chocolate pumpkin cheesecake. And then I have to make pumpkin chocolate chip cookies because I love them, but my son Sajan, he'll come, and those are his favorite, so I'll make those. And pumpkin bars with maple cream cheese frosting. And then I know Marie is bringing a pumpkin pie, so we're going to have lots of pumpkin. Well, that won't be the only thing because Jason requested the cherry dessert. I call it Crunchablerumble. Most people, I think, call it a dump cake, but it's just a large can of a cherry pie filling. Well, you could use any pie filling you want, but we use cherry. The cherry pie filling, and then a box of yellow cake mix that you just dump over the top of it, and then a whole lot of melted butter, and then you bake it. So, but it's kind of like a crunch or a cobbler or a crumble, so I call it Crunchablerumble. Say that like five times fast. And then I know that Jason's sister Betsy, she's bringing cranberry salsa, and his sister Lindsay's bringing green bean casserole. Her husband Jesse, he's going to make his very famous, delicious caramelized sweet potato dish. And I know that Betsy's son, Russell Jr., he really likes Grandma Marie's scalloped corn casserole, so she's bringing that. And she'll also bring the jellied cranberry sauce, which is Jason's favorite. And I don't think he'd be able to enjoy the meal. I mean, he would, but, you know, he'll enjoy it more if we have the jelly cranberry sauce. So Marie's bringing a salad, and I'll make probably my salami, or I call it salami, but summer sausage pasta salad. And if we get the chance, I'm hoping, I'd like to smoke, I haven't done this yet, and I've been talking about it. I want to smoke the meat, the summer sausage, and then cold smoke the Parmesan cheese for that salad. If you haven't ever smoked cheese before, it's a cold smoke, so you don't, obviously, because you don't want to melt the cheese, so it's not on a high temp. You also can do it without a smoker and just buy a smoke tube, and wherever you buy grills and smoking things, you buy the smoke tube and put the pellets in it, start it on fire. Well, it's not really fire, but you know, you start the pellets, close your grill, and then you're cold smoking for a couple hours that cheese. But my brother-in-law Russell, and then we talked about smoking cheese on his episode, which was season one, episode 23. That was in May. And then I did a Kellyland Living segment with Brittany about smoking cheese. So you can find those. I'll put those in the show notes, the links to those. But they're also on randomsweets.com. If you just search for smoking cheese or smoked cheese, you'll be able to find out how we do that there. And then I'm sure I'll throw together some other snacks. I was talking to my sister Heidi yesterday, and I was like, buffalo chicken dip. It's always good. We love it. Crowd pleaser. Homemade hummus, because that one is a little bit healthier too. And then I'm sure I'll just make some other baked goodies, but I always have this long list and grandiose plans, and I always underestimate how much time I actually have to get everything done. I don't know if you do that, but I'm always like, oh, I'm going to do all this and this. And then when I get done with the holiday and look at my list, I only had half of the things done. So I just overwhelm myself, I think, by trying to do new things, you know, looking through my cookbooks and my magazines, and I scroll through my Pinterest boards and think, oh, I'm going to try this year. And it just doesn't get done because I don't have a plan. So, alrighty, well, that's about all I have today. So if you want some new ideas for what to do with your leftover turkey, I wrote a blog post last year and I did a segment on Keller Lynn Living about what to do with your leftover turkey. So there's tons of ideas on there. My friend Jill, she shared how she makes turkey galette with all, like the mashed potatoes and everything are in there, not just turkey, but, and then Lindsay's turkey cranberry sliders, Rachel's turkey and stuffing cake. She shares how she does that. Darla's harvest turkey soup, and there's just tons of ideas there. So I'll put the link in the show notes. But again, if you just go to randomsweets.com, search for turkey leftovers, you'll be able to find that blog post there and see what some of these things are. But I'll be back on Keller Lynn Living on December 15th for something with Christmas. I don't know yet what I'm doing, but it'll be for the holidays. Yeah, so thank you really just so much for being here and for supporting this Midwestern food podcast. The recipes are on randomsweets.com. I'll put them in the show notes too, down in the description, so that they're easier to find. And if you enjoyed this episode and you're not already, please subscribe to Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens, and then share the show, but only with people that you like. From Southwest Minnesota, I'm your host, Stacy Mergenthal. Sweet wishes and happy Thanksgiving.